Welcome to Ask the Chief Information Officer, brought to you by Vion Corporation on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Every week, Federal News Radio interviews CIOs of federal agencies about the latest directives, IT challenges, and successes. Ask the CIO with your host, Jason Miller.
Our special guest today is Patrick Weddle, the Consumer Product Safety Commission's Chief Information Officer. Patrick, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Well, let's start with some of the basics around the Consumer Product Safety Commission. I think a lot of us know what you do because we always hear about the recalls that go on through the news media. But I think your job actually at the CPSC is much larger, much broader. So give us a sense of what you guys do at the CPSC.
The agency is actually tasked with protecting children and families from unsafe consumer products. There's about 15,000 different types of consumer products. Runs the gamut from baby cribs to ATVs to lawnmowers, pretty much anything that you see in a consumer's home. So our job is to deal with whatever type of problems that come up with those, not from a used product, but from a risk of injury perspective, and to try to work with industry to take care of those problems.
You guys are an independent federal agency, so you're part of the executive branch. How does that work?
We are part of the executive branch, and yes, we are independent.
Okay, so obviously you are the CIO of the Consumer Product Safety Commission, so you have to support all the technology, if you will, to help the employees do their job. Talk about your role as CIO and how you support the CPSC's mission.
We describe our organization, the IT organization, or actually the entire organization, as data-driven. So think about our currency. The agency's currency is really around information, pieces of information. I'll give you an example. A consumer comes to us with a report about an incident, something that's happened with a product potentially, whatever it is, across 15,000 different product types. So we'll look at that. We'll also look at all the other incident data that we've had, you know, just as an example, to see if we have any type of trends with that. Have we seen this problem before? Is this new? Kind of depends, on how it would go. What is the risk? Obviously, a death is incredibly important to us. So we may follow up with an investigation, an on-site investigation, or a telephone investigation with a consumer to get more information. We may do a product safety assessment. Our engineers or health scientists would look at it. And it may actually go, you know, to a compliance action for a recall, and then there's, you know, an education piece at the end. All of those things require data. When I say that's our currency, that's really what the agency trades in. All the way from at the beginning when we receive an incident report, all the way to the end when we put a recall out. So our job is to, our core systems really are around the program areas that support that. Obviously, you know, we have all back office type functions and, you know, telephone systems and all of those other things you'd see in any IT shop. But primarily our biggest responsibility is making sure that the data is available.
And I definitely want to get back to that data question, because data.gov, which I'm sure you're quite familiar with, has been a big push from this administration to make data more accessible. So we'll want to talk about that in a little bit. As the CIO, and you said you work with the mission areas, if you will, to make sure that their data is accessible. But you also deal with the back office issues. Are you, as CIO, both in the strategy side and the operations side? You do a little bit of both. Where do you see most of your time being spent?
The agency is fairly small comparatively. That there's less than 500 FTE. Over the past 30 years of the agency's existence, we've largely been an O&M shop. So a lot of operations on that side. What has changed over the last year or so is that Congress enacted the Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act of 2008. And there are some specific requirements in that act. One is about creating a public database of incidents. You know, specifically, they refer to it as a searchable consumer product safety incident database. And the other requirement of that section of the act, section 212, requires that the agency modernize its systems. So we're shifting from just an O&M shop to a more strategic shop at this point. So right now, the majority of my time is spent on the strategic side.
That's fascinating. I remember the act. I remember the bill. I didn't realize the impact it has on your specific area, the CIO shop. Can you give us maybe a little bit of a status check on that? I know that's probably part of your priorities, which we'll get to later. But while we're talking about it, how are you guys doing in developing that searchable database, and how are you guys doing in modernizing?
It's really hard to separate the two, obviously. But we're on target to deliver that database next March of 2011. In the meantime, what we've done is we've had public hearings, some public workshops. The agency has a number of stakeholders, obviously manufacturers, retailers, but consumers. So we've brought as many people as we can to the table to talk out exactly what this thing should look like and what's the best use of technology, et cetera. We've implemented a public website around this effort that eventually will evolve into the public database itself. But it's www.saferproducts.gov. And what we're trying to do with that is let people know exactly what the status of this project is. And as we get closer to implementing pieces, we'll probably start to, I don't want to say showcase, but prototype some of the of what we're working on. Right now, we're really involved in the user requirement phase and developing those kind of things. It also, this effort will have a huge impact on the rest of the agency. So there's also a big effort around business architecture, obviously, and business processes. And what's kind of unique, I think, about this particular project, and it's all positive, is that we've got a lot of support. It's fair to say that right from the head of the organization, the chairman, Inez Tenenbaum, has made it clear from the day that she walked in here that this database is a priority to her. And, whether it's coincidence or not, all of our senior executives have really given us a lot of time and resources. Probably 25% of this agency is actively involved in this project at any given time, which is kind of remarkable. I think it isn't something, it's as much a business and a program area thing as it is an IT thing. So I think that that bodes well for its success.
We're going to take a break, but when we come back, I definitely want to talk more about your priorities and a little bit more about your office. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller, and our special guest today is Patrick Weddle, the Consumer Product Safety Commission's Chief Information Officer.
Data is exploding in growth, usage, and retention. Count on it, and count on Vion to manage your organization through that change. Vion's file service solutions allow you to manage all platforms with an integrated management approach. This enables you to consolidate, protect, search, and archive unstructured data. With powerful technology partners like Hitachi Data Systems, Vion will help you regain control of your IT environment. To learn more about Vion's file services, visit Vion.com. That's Vion.com. When it comes to your company's disaster recovery, business continuity, and virtualization plans, ask the experts. Vion Corporation. With a 29-year track record in assured computing, Vion puts customer needs first as a hardware and systems integrator. With a team of dedicated engineers and powerful technology partners like Hitachi Data Systems, Vion's customers know their data is protected, secure, and recoverable. Visit Vion.com to learn more about high-performance network-attached storage and content archiving. That's Vion.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller, and our special guest today is Patrick Weddle, the Consumer Product Safety Commission's Chief Information Officer. Now, Patrick, before break, we talked a lot about your top priority, and we kind of got ahead of ourselves, but I think it's fascinating, the database that you guys are working on, the public database, as well as how that is a piece to the bigger, broader priority about modernization of the CPSC's technology. Talk a little bit more about the database. You said you guys are just in the requirements gathering stage. What kind of timeline are you on? What are your next set of milestones that we should maybe look out for?
Our end game is to put the public database out to the public next March. Obviously, there's some other pieces that we have to dovetail into that. One of the requirements of the Act is that the manufacturers have the ability to comment on these incident reports that come in, and there's some particular time constraints around that. So part of what we're doing, and when I say there's a number of stakeholders here, if someone were to put in an incident report about product XYZ, then the manufacturer of that product can come in and make a comment, and it could run the gamut, that isn't our product, or lots of things. So the idea is that when this public database is out there, that any consumer can come in and see if they want to be able to make an informed shopping decision, just as an example about, I recently became a grandparent. So typical of new parents and new grandparents, I go to our website, I look at information, I try to make informed decisions about safe products to bring into my own home. So what the intent of this is to be able to do that same thing across these 15,000 different product types, right? That a consumer would be able to go in, do a search against whatever potentially they're interested in looking at, and see what the agency has done, not just with recalls, but what other people are reporting about, incidents, things they have seen, because it helps inform their buying decisions. The manufacturer's comments are very, very important to that process as well. So because it just fleshes out the picture, puts more colors on a picture. So what we'll see over time is that one of the thrusts of this thing is the manufacturer side. Another is the consumer side. So our next pieces, or what you'll start to see, is us go down those two tracks. Obviously, at this point, we're doing things like storyboarding, incident reporting features, and manufacturer's registration, and that kind of thing. But we're on track to. What I'd like to believe is that we'll be able to start working directly with manufacturers sometime late next fall to get them into the system.
Now, it sounds to me like you have a perfect Web 2.0 opportunity here with getting people to comment. It reminds me a little bit of something like the travel site TripAdvisor. You may be familiar with that, where if you want to go look up a hotel, people comment on the hotels, and you're starting to see some of the hotels comment back saying, thank you for your insight. We've fixed those problems. Hopefully, your next day will be better. And you may not have that type of back and forth, but it seems to be that the Web 2.0 technologies seem to fit nicely into what you're trying to do.
We have that on the board to look at as we go downstream. The agency is moving into Web 2.0 technologies. We prefer to call it CPSC 2.0, where we're starting to do more and more in that environment around our public education, public awareness piece. So we're at the same time as part of this effort, we're looking at our full range of our public databases, not just CPSC.gov, but poolsafety.gov and ATVsafety.gov, and looking at modernizing those things as well. And they were developed, it's not fair to say, in quite stovepipe fashion, but what we want to do is drop back a little bit, look at our technology suite, things around content management, document management, those type of things, and search technology tools, go in and redesign all of those things, and then where it's appropriate to introduce Web 2.0 technologies to help that.
You mentioned the CPSC 2.0. Is that the big name for your modernization project, or is the modernization project, that's just one piece of the bigger project?
That's just one piece of a very much larger project. The Web 2.0 largely is being led out of our public affairs shop. Obviously, we're technology enablers on that, but most of that is coming out of their office.
That's what I'm seeing that more and more across government, where the public affairs shop is really taking that lead, because a lot of agencies look at it as the communication between the agency and the citizen versus maybe the technology shop, which is, you guys are more, as you said, the enablers of it.
I think over the last 20 years or whatever, that's the way the technology, the relationship between the technology and the program areas has evolved, where it's more participatory at this point, which is a good thing, not a bad thing. Those of us who have been around for a while and grew up in the mainframe days or whatever, technology was owned by the IT shop. And God forbid anybody else should ever even acknowledge that it existed. What's happened now is that It's just what it should be. It's exactly just a set of tools, and our job is to make sure that we have the right tools out there. But the program areas are really taking the lead on driving what the technology suite should look like and how they're going to use the information. It really is the right balance.
That's fascinating you bring it up that way, because I remember talking to a Defense Department CIO just recently, and they described how it used to be you wanted something done, you had to go to the IT shop. Now the programmer, now the program guy on the second floor knows how to code. There's enough easy-to-use tools out there that they can put together a tool, if you will, to get something done. Maybe it's just a quick run through a database, but the shift has definitely gone away from the technology people and to the program people, and I think it's probably well deserved and well needed.
No, I don't think there's any question about that, because, you know, back to the public affairs scenario, IT shop is not in the messaging business or the branding business, if you will. What IT should not dictate what the message is to the public about product XYZ. That should come out of our program areas. So, you know, where we've evolved to is, you know, we provide the tools, we're enablers, but we're also, you know, just as important on the security side of things. You know, with our job too, you know, and it's really our most important goal that we never lose sight of, is we need to make sure that the data is secure, that privacy is considered, and PII, and the things that are important behind the scenes.
You bring up security, which is very interesting, because obviously, you said data is the currency of CPSC. Talk a little bit about how you guys are dealing with making sure your data is secure, and you're doing secure information sharing, which is, again, another buzzword we're seeing across government.
Security behind the scenes really is our most important goal here. We quite a bit of resource in manpower and contract resources or whatever it is spent on just that from a couple of different perspectives. You know, you think about security, the first thing you think about is, you know, website intrusion or whatever. But there's some other components that are just as big. In my mind, the biggest challenge for security really is around user awareness. That's where we see the most potential for risk on the security end. So, you know, there's an awareness piece as well that's important to that. The other piece is just around COOP, continuity of operations, and it's very, very important. I know folks in other agencies that when the World Trade Center incident happened, they lost data, a lot of data, because we didn't have COOP, the urgency and the requirement around COOP. So, you know, security for us is just as important. God forbid we should ever lose our data here. It's our currency, as I said, and it would really put us out of business. So all those three pieces are equally important.
But we're going to take a break, but I want to come back and talk a little bit more about data and data security. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller, and our special guest today is Patrick Weddle, the Consumer Product Safety Commission's Chief Information Officer.
Data is exploding in growth, usage, and retention. Count on it, and count on Vion to manage your organization through that change. Vion's file service solutions allow you to manage all platforms with an integrated management approach. This enables you to consolidate, protect, search, and archive unstructured data. With powerful technology partners like Hitachi Data Systems, Vion will help you regain control of your IT environment. To learn more about Vion's file services, visit Vion.com. That's Vion.com. When it comes to your company's disaster recovery, business continuity, and virtualization plans, ask the experts. Vion Corporation. With a 29-year track record in assured computing, Vion puts customer needs first as a hardware and systems integrator. With a team of dedicated engineers and powerful technology partners like Hitachi Data Systems, Vion's customers know their data is protected, secure, and recoverable. Visit Vion.com to learn more about high-performance network-attached storage and content archiving. That's Vion.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller, and our special guest today is Patrick Weddle, the Consumer Product Safety Commission's Chief Information Officer. Now, Patrick, before break, we were talking a little bit about security, and you were talking about some of the your challenges around ensuring that your data is secure. You guys released your FISMA report for 2009, your Federal Information Security Management Act report, and it says that, you know, obviously some progress has been made, but there are still several areas where you need to improve. Talk about those areas, and what are you guys doing to improve your cybersecurity?
Let me put some boundaries around that question. I don't think that anybody can ever say that they've completely taken care of their security. I choose to believe that's not true. It helps me to keep it up on my priority list. But as I said, you know, our largest concern around security, or a large concern around security, is around user awareness. For the most part, you know, we can control the things that we need to put in place with firewalls and VPNs and, you know, the technology pieces that we have more control over. What we don't have control over is on the user end. Which is not to say that there's anybody malicious or anything else. There definitely is. That is definitely not the case. But often it's, you know, there's a lot of folks out there who are very, very good about sending things out in email messages or on websites or whatever that cause problems. So our job and one of our big focuses is to go in and let our users know that, you know, if there's a specific scam that we know about, we alert them to that. Just to really about other things around, if you see this type of thing, stay away from it, don't respond to this. That's difficult, largely because, as I say, the bad folks on the other end are really very, very good at what they do.
Let me jump to data. We talked a lot about that earlier on. Obviously, the administration is pushing out data.gov. It's a big priority for them. What is your role with data.gov? Are you using it as much? Are you putting some data out there? Talk a little bit about your role with data.gov.
We've put some things out there. We actually think it's a fantastic idea. We definitely embrace the idea. So what we've done to date is pick the easy things for us to put out there, where we had discrete data sets and information that made sense. For example, our recalls database, about everything that we've recalled or taken some kind of action on over the last 30 years, is out there on data.gov. That's a very important piece. Dovetails back into what we're doing on our end, so there's some symmetry there. Another thing that we've put out there, the agency under contract collects data from hospitals across the country. We refer to it as NICE. It's the National Electronic Injury Surveillance System. But what we do is we look at hospital reports in a select group. It's a statistical sample of hospitals. And we collect that data so that we can look at trends across large periods of time. Just an example. It's one thing we do. We're in the bicycle helmet business. So what we want to be able to look at is, before we started that, there was X number of injuries over some period of time, whether due to a voluntary standard or a mandatory standard. We see injuries go in some particular direction. Down is what we always hope for, obviously, and that's the case with bicycle helmets. That data is used for that. It's actually used by quite a few researchers. It's available on our public website as well. But it's the type of thing that we've moved to data.gov. As we go through our modernization on our end, there's other things we plan to put there. We really haven't talked about when we're going to do that at this point or exactly what those things will be, but we definitely have our eye on that ball.
So you put this data out there, a lot of data that I think people are very interested in. Has anyone created an application, maybe even like an iPhone app for you guys?
Actually, to that point, there is an iPhone app, and it's around our recalls database. We've talked to some other folks who are interested in using our data in some really innovative ways. But we're trying to get working with them, and we've talked to Amazon, we've talked to some other folks, is what do we need to do, what kind of format or technology do we need to implement so that we can get this data to them in real time, you know, whether it's some kind of web service or how we go about that. Ultimately, that remains to be seen. But we're very interested in not quite partnering with folks, but making the right technologies available to those folks to create those kind of applications, because, you know, there's a multiplier effect. If we can get that data out there and other people use it in that kind of way, then it just helps us get our message out. It's critical.
Which then takes us to the next question that we're hearing a lot around government, the buzzwords of today, cloud computing, thin clients, things like that. Is CPSC looking at any of those technologies to even make getting the data out more easily or just for internal use?
We look at those things. One thing about being a very small agency is it's never too good to be out on the bleeding edge of technology. It's a good thing, not a bad thing. So when we look at those, we drop back a little bit, let some other folks figure out the best way to do it, best practices, that kind of thing, and then we embrace them. So on things like cloud computing, it's a fantastic idea. It has a lot of potential. We have talked about looking at moving some of our back office work out there and some other things. You know, the thin client obviously has some intrigue for us because our field organization, we have over 100 folks in the field as investigators and compliance officers and some import surveillance people. So we have to support those folks. What we want to be able to do is help them through some kind of web environment just to be more efficient. It really is just that simple. And to make it easier for us to support on the back end, you know, to reduce some infrastructure. So that's when we start to look at those type of technologies. It is fair to say we're looking at them all the time, but not on the bleeding edge.
A lot of vendors listen to the show and they hear you talk about things like modernization changes and updates you're making to systems, and they're thinking, okay, well, how can I help CPSC make that happen? So what should vendors know about working with your agency?
I receive a lot of email messages from vendors. I know my technology director does, my network chief, that type thing. That is really the best way to communicate with us because it gives us a chance to, you know, sit down. When a vendor sends me a site about something or our technology folks about something, an email message, and we're able to go in and look at their technology to see if it fits, that's extremely helpful to us. We're not always looking for whatever the latest and greatest craze is. What we're looking for is things that fit our program and whatever. So, you know, out of 100, we may look at 2 or 3, but we do follow up, and that's really the best way for us. That seems to be a workable model.
Okay, so email is best, and have some patience.
Absolutely.
I think those are the two things most CIOs would tell you. All right, well, before I let you go, talk about your background for a little bit. How long have you been the CIO at the Consumer Product Safety Commission? Where else have you worked, in government or industry?
Actually, I have been the CIO here since 2001. I've been with the agency for the last 23 years, so I've seen quite a bit of change. I would say that just as a plug, this is probably the best agency to work for on the face of the earth, largely because our mission is incredible. I think everybody that works here will tell you the same thing, that it's a great place to be. At the end of the day, you really feel like you've made a change. I came out of the private sector before I came to work for the government. It's quite a radical change in the way things are done and the way people think, but it's all been good. I see the government making great changes, you know, trying to align itself more with best practices and whatever in the private sector. So it's all good. I've been really impressed with the way this administration has moved us forward in that direction.
All right, on that note, very nice. We're going to say thank you very much for joining us. You've been listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller, and our special guest today was Patrick Weddle, the Consumer Product Safety Commission's Chief Information Officer. Patrick, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about CPSC.
You've been listening to Ask the Chief Information Officer, brought to you by Vion Corporation on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Ask the CIO Thursday mornings at 10:30, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM WFED, your source for federal news now.